Now, I'm gonna open that backwards because I don't want to talk about it very much tonight. But I was put in the tribe of Joseph long ago when I was wrestling with the what?
An
Well,
angel. I know you were an angel when you were talking.
I was talking to the angel,
Yeah.
and he was telling me that I was this, and I'd say, oh no, that's not me. That cannot be me. I did not know that I was going to be pushed into this. But anyway, finally I gave up and I said, I'm in tribe five, Joseph. Well, you know, people have said things, but I don't pay attention to people. I pay attention to what's written and what I can see. So I am in the tribe of Joseph. And
You're reading from Ezekiel 48.
I am now.
Yeah.
All right. Now, but this says the gate of Joseph. But there is another place that I have two portions. Two portions. That's in the, I can find it, but I'm not going to
I
look
think
for it.
it's like verse 22. I think it starts in like verse 22. This morning you were talking about it.
Oh, you think? Well, from the possession of the Levites, from the possession of the city, being in the midst of that which is the princess between the border of the Judah and the border of Benjamin, shall be for the prince. Now, this is really cool. The prince is going to be right out in the middle of this, and I'm going to be there. Now, that's not going to be tomorrow. That might be 30 years. But I know where I'm going. Amen. So I'm going to start at
Lisa says it's verse 4 and 5.
what?
Lisa said it's verse 4 and 5.
What?
Verse Lisa just texted and said it was verse 4 and 5.
Lisa did.
Yes, she just texted me.
Well, she's been listening. Four and five. Oh.
4 and 5 is back here.
Oh, back here.
Right there.
Oh. Okay. Now, where is this at? Ephraim and Manasseh, right there. There it is. And this is all in Joseph.
Right.
Joseph. Now, somewhere I've got a portion of land that belongs to Water of Life. I'm the president, so we're not going to have a board owning it. We got one man, and his name is Doyle, and he's gonna be the president of owning it. Simple as that. I don't want people's just get their name there for that, because then they're gonna be a fight, and I don't want to fight. All right, now, so. And I'm going to read verse, start, and I know I feel clumsy, but I'm trying to decide what I'm going to do. Ezekiel chapter 48. And I get down to a certain place, and It says, verse 29, this is a land which you shall divide by lot unto the tribes of Israel for inheritance, and these are their portions, said the Lord God. This is perfect. The Lord God said this. Nobody can argue with that. And these are the goings out of the city on the north side, 4,500 measures. The gates of the city shall be after the names of the tribes of Israel. Three gates northward, one gate of Reuben, one gate of Judah, one gate of Levi, and at the east side, 4,500, three gates, and the one gate of Joseph. And one gate of Joseph, but I know it may be one gate, but there's a lot of land that you can get to, and a gate of Benjamin and one gate of Dan. Now, some of you may know this, but Dan was lost. It was lost when Yosef Weiss took me and took me to all these places and talked to me. And he said, Doyle, that nobody knows where Dan went. And he was sick. You know, Yossi has passed away
yes,
since.
He
He's in heaven. But he couldn't believe it. Well, somebody has found Dan.
The fellowship, that was part of it. They were in Ethiopia.
That's what I was going to say. That's where Dan obviously is or
yeah.
was. But he's coming back.
Yeah.
Or he is back. So, now, and one gate of Joseph, one gate of Benjamin, and one gate of Dan. And at the south side, 4,500 measures, three gates. One gate of Simeon, one gate of Issachar, and one gate of Zebulun. Now, those of you that live in Plano, and if not, you're in Plano, any, there is, I don't know how many streets, S-I-M-E-O-N.
Simeon.
Simeon. But I see this street driving.
Oh, yeah.
Riding, not driving. I love to drive. Anyway, so said that one gate is Issachar, one gate is Zebulun. At the west side, 4,500, with their three gates, one gate of Gad, one gate of Asher, one gate of Naphtali, and it was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be the Lord is there. I think that's neat. They call it the Lord is there, and that's that area. So now I want to back up, and I want to give you a chance to swallow. Amen. It's amazing. Now, but the temple is mentioned. Now, and here on 42, Ezekiel 42, amen, at the top, it says,
what verse is that?
Huh?
That's 13. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to read over here starting. The altar of...
What verse? We can follow you.
No, I'm not. I'm going to wait to Ezekiel 42 on that page. It's 42 and 43. But it says, the returning of God's glory into the temple. Well, God
Yeah.
is happy. Well, so is Doyle.
That's the subtitle.
Huh?
That's the subtitle.
That's right. But I've heard so much about the temple. But about 2 years ago, the Lord told me that they should start building or something, the temple. And I posted that. But I don't know they've done a thing. But now it looks like, you know, God and the Lord God is combined mostly in this, and it's called the Lord God. And so it's great that the temple is mentioned. Now we're going to see the temple now and then. So no, it's not being built. It's being made. Bruce Gerton tell you. They're making plans to build. And he knows how to do the plans, but he can tell you, but I've told you that's what we're doing. Now, I was just playing with Bruce. All right. Now, did I start in 42? Ezekiel 42. Then he brought me forth into the inner court, the way toward the north, and he brought me into the chamber that was over against the separate place, and which was before the building toward the north, before the length of 100 cubits was the north door, and the breadth was 50 cubits. How many feet did you say?
A cubit is 18 inches, a foot and a half. So if it's 50,
a foot and a half. Okay.
So that'd be about 75 feet, 50 cubits.
Yeah.
It's the distance from your elbow to the tip of your finger. That's
all
how
right.
They measure.
Well, all right. We probably should put this on a piece of paper and put it somewhere on this, what a cubit is. That way it can be, everybody will know. They won't say, what's a cubit? Like Doyle does. I didn't know what a cubit was. I said, what's a cubit? What's a cubit? And then you come up and tell me 18 inches. Amen. All right. Now.
It's about 18 inches. It depends on who's measuring.
About. I don't like about.
Well, back then they, you know, they had abouts.
Other court was gallery against gallery and three stories. And before the chambers was a walk of 10 cubits, breadth inward, a way of 1 cubit, and their doors toward the north. Now the upper chambers were shorter, for the galleries were higher than these, than the lower, and then the middlemost of the building. Now, I'm not making this record, I'm reading what is written. For they were in three stories. They were in three stories, but had not pillars as a pillar of the courts. Therefore, the building was straightened more than the lowest and the midmost from the ground. And the wall that was without over against the chambers toward the outer courts on the far part of the chambers, the length thereof was 50 cubits. Now, if you're saying, what are you telling us for? Because I want you to know what I know. And then you can't say, but I never heard this. Well, you're hearing it now. All right, now. Well, the length of the chambers that were in the inner court was 50 cubits. Now, for the temple, there it is, were 100 cubits. And from under those chambers was the entry on the east side, as one going through from the outer court. The chambers were in the thickness of the wall of the door toward the east, over against the separate place, and over against the building. And the way Before them was like the appearance of the chambers which were toward the north, as long as they had more to say, but as they and all their goings outward, both according to their fashions, according to their doors, and according to the doors, and the chambers of earth toward the south was the door, and had the way even to the direct of all of them, and said to me, the north chambers, you know what I think? We've got to cover the death all in this. But they're burying them.
Oh, okay. You're
They're
talking
all,
about Ezekiel war.
huh?
You're talking about the Ezekiel war in chapter 38.
Right.
Okay.
We've got to, or we'll be looking back all the time saying, where's this, where's that? Now, the north chambers and the south chambers, which are before the separate place, they be holy chambers. Now, they're identified holy chamber, where the priests that approach unto the Lord shall eat the most holy things, and there shall they lay the most holy things, and the meat offerings, and the sin offerings, and the trespass offering, for the place is holy. When the priests enter therein, then shall they not go out of the holy place to the outer court, but there they shall lay their garments wherein they minister, for they are holy, and shall put on other garments and shall approach to those things which are for the people. Now, I don't know who's going to be a priest. I don't know what I'm going to be, so it's going to come up later. Now, amen. Now, when he had made an end of measuring the inner house, he brought me forth toward the gate, his prospect toward the east, measured it round about. He measured the east side with the measuring reed 500 reeds, with the measuring reed about round about. He measured the north side 500 reeds, with the measuring reed round about. He measured the south side 500 reeds, the measuring reed. He turned about to the west side and measured 500 reeds, with the measuring reed. He measured it by the four sides. It had a wall round about 500 reeds long and 500 broad. He made a separation between the sanctuary and a profane place.
A reed was about 6 cubits, which is 9 feet.
A cubit?
Yeah. 6 cubits, which would have been about 9 feet. So it's talking about 500 reeds long. It's going to be 500 times nine.
No, I'm going to let you.
I just know I
wrote that, write that down.
It's written right
here. We want a record. Now, afterward, he brought me to the gate, even the gate that looked toward the east. And behold, the glory of God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like a noise of many waters, and the earth shined with his glory. And it was according to the appearance of the vision which I saw, even according to the vision I saw when I came to destroy the city. Now, that's not me. I'm not destroying nothing. Amen. Thank God. And the visions, like the vision that I saw by the river Shebar, and I fell upon my face. Now, this is an amazing place. It is full of the Holy Ghost. And the glory of the Lord came to the house by his prospect is toward the east. So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court. And behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. And I heard him speaking unto me out of the house. And the man stood by me. And he said to me, Son of man, the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever, and my holy name shall the house of Israel no more defile, neither they nor their kings, by their whoredoms, nor by the carcasses of their kings, in the high places, in the setting of the threshold, by my threshold, and their posts, by my posts, and the wall between me and them. They have even defiled my holy name by their abominations that they have committed, whereof I have consumed them in my anger. Now, who are we talking about? God.
Amen.
Jehovah. Now, in their setting of their threshold by my thresholds, and their posts by my posts, and the wall between me and them, they have even defiled my holy name by their abominations that they have committed, wherefore I have consumed them in mine anger. Now let them put away their whoredom, the carcass of their kings, far from me, and I will dwell in the midst of them forever. Now, I will tell you what has been done up to now. It looks like it's being corrected. That's the best I can say. Amen. And let's see. Now let them put away their whoredoms, garbage their kings, far from me, dwell in the midst of them forever. Thou, son of man, show the house to the house of Israel. That they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. And if they be ashamed of all that they have done, show them the form of the house and the fashion thereof, and the goings out thereof, and the coming in thereof, and of all the forms thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the laws thereof, and write it in their sight, that they may keep the whole form thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and do them. This is the law of the house, from the top of the mountain, the whole limits thereof, round about shall be most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house, and these are the measures of the altar, after the cubit. The cubit is a cubit and a hand breadth, even the bottom shall be a cubit, and the breadth a cubit, and the border thereof by the edge thereof round about shall be a span, and this shall be the higher place of the altar, and from the bottom upon the ground even to the lower settle shall be the 2 cubits, and the breadth 1 cubit, and from the lesser settle even to the greater settle shall be 4 cubits, and a breadth 1 cubit. So the altar shall be 4 cubits, from the altar upward shall be 4 horns, and the altar shall be 12 cubits long, 12 square, and 4 squares thereof, and the settle shall be 8 cubits long, and 14 broad, and 4 squares thereof, and the borders about it half a cubit in the bottom. Thereof shall be a cubit about, and its stairs shall look toward the east. And he said to me, Son of man, thus saith the Lord God. Notice, Lord God, that is the power, that's the authority, Lord God. And I've been through this and I know what I'm talking about, but that's strong, Lord God. And the Lord God has made it plain that he will not tolerate what has been tolerated in the past. No way. Now, thus saith the Lord God, these are words of the altar in the day when they shall make it to offer burnt offerings thereon, and to sprinkle blood thereon. And thou shalt give to the priest of Levites, with the seed of Zadok, which approacheth to me, minister unto me, saith the Lord God, yet a young bullock for a sin offering. And thou shalt take of the blood thereof and put it on the four horns of it, and on the four corners of the settle, and upon the border round about. Thou shalt thou cleanse and purge it. Thou shalt take the bullock also of the sin offering, and it shall burn it in the appointed place of the house without the sanctuary. And on the second day thou shalt offer a kid of the goats without blemish for a sin offering, and they shall cleanse the altar as they did cleanse it with the bullock. When thou hast made the end of circumcision again, thou shalt offer a young bullock without blemish and ram out of the flock without blemish. Now, if you think the people doing this must know what they're doing and not be slothful, I wouldn't want to be the people. Amen. Now,
When we are finished, there is a YouTube video of what they believe the temple, they took those measurements and they built a video of what they think the temple looked like.
I'm sure they have.
I'll put it up on your Facebook.
You will? Now,
Because there's a whole lot of measurements and it's easier to see a video.
am I in this room?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Thou shalt take of the blood thereof, put it on the four horns of it, on the four corners of the center, upon the border round about. Thus shalt thou cleanse and purge it. Thou shalt take the bullock also the sin offering, and he shall burn it in the appointed place of the house without the sanctuary. And on the second day thou shalt offer a kid of the goats without blemish for sin offering, and thou shalt cleanse the altar as they did because cleanse it with the bullock. When thou hast made an end of cleansing it, thou shalt offer a young bullock without blemish, a ram out of the flock without blemish. Thou shalt offer them for the Lord, and the priest cast salt upon them, and they shall offer them for a burning upon the Lord. 7 days thou shalt thou prepare every day a goat for a sin offering. They shall also go prepare a young bullock and a ram out of the flock without blemish. 7 days shall they purge the altar and purify it, and they shall consecrate themselves. Now, this is going to be one place that is particular. It's also going to be a place that the people are not going to look good with their clothes or work. I've been around some of this. When these days are expired, it shall be upon the 8th day. So forth, the priest shall make your burnt offering upon the altar and your peace offerings, and I will accept you, saith the Lord God. Now, chapter 44. Can I go on? May I go on? Then he brought me back to the way of the gate of the outward sanctuary, which looked toward the east. It was shut, and said the Lord to me, this gate shall be shut, shall not be opened, no man shall enter in by it, because the Lord, the God of Israel, hath entered in by it, therefore it shall be shut. For it is for the prince he shall set to eat. But before the Lord he shall enter the way of horse, and the gates shall go by the way of the same. Then brought me into the way of the north gate of the house, and looked at me the Lord, in the house of the Lord, and I fell upon my face. I don't know who the prince is.
I don't believe it's Jesus because if I remember, I was studying this last year and it talks about the prince having children.
Because what?
It talks about the prince having children. I do not think it's
So it's
Jesus.
not
I
Jesus.
don't think it is. Yeah.
Well, it couldn't be, be.
Right. It's been a while since I've looked at this, but I believe it
Well,
talks about him.
we're okay.
Yeah.
Then brought me the way of the north gate before the house I lived. Held the glory of the Lord, filled the house of the Lord, and I fell upon my face. I mean the power of God is strong in here. Yeah, and the Lord said to me, Son of man, mark well, behold, to thine eyes and bear to thine ears all that I say unto thee concerning all the ordinance of the house of the Lord, and the laws are of the mark well, they enter into the house with every going forth of the sanctuary. And thou shalt say to the rebellious, even to the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, O you house of Israel, let it suffice you all of your abomination, in that you have brought into my sanctuary strangers, sons circumcised in heart, and uncircumcised in flesh, to be in my sanctuary, to pollute it, even my house, when you offered my bread, the fat, and the blood. They have broken my covenant because of all their abominations. And you have not kept the charge of my unholy things, but you have set keepers of my charge and my sanctuary for yourself. Thus saith the Lord God, no stranger, uncircumcised in heart, uncircumcised in flesh, shall enter into my sanctuary, any stranger that is among the children of living Israel, and the Levites out of God away far from me, when Israel went astray, which went astray away from me after their idols, and even bear their iniquity. I'd say Jehovah made it plain, didn't he? They ran away. My goodness. I see the slothfulness all through this, and I have since I start. Yet there shall be ministers in my sanctuary being charged at the gates of the house, ministering to the house. They shall slay the burnt offering and the sacrifice for the people. They shall stand before them to minister unto them, because they ministered unto them for the idols, and caused the house of Israel to fall into iniquity. Therefore have I lifted up mine hand against them, saith the Lord God, and they shall bear their iniquity, and they shall not come near unto me to do the office of a priest, and to me, nor to come near to any of my holy things in the most holy place, but they shall bear their shame and their abominations which they have committed, and I will make them keepers of the charge of the house. For all the service therein, for all that shall be done therein, but the priest, the Levites, the son of Zadok, that kept the charge of my sanctuary, when the children of Israel went around straight from me, they shall come near to me, to minister unto me, and they shall stand before me to offer unto me the fat and the blood of the Lord Jesus and the Lord God. They shall enter in my sanctuary, they shall come near to my table to minister unto me, and they shall keep my charge. And it shall come to pass that when they enter in all the gates of the inner court, they shall be clothed with linen garments. That was I didn't know, but that I do now. I know. So they'll be clothed with linen garments, and no wool shall come upon them. Oh, this is getting really specific. Wow. They minister in the gates of the inner court and within. That linen is our clothes. Here?
Mm-hmm.
That will be my clothes. I think I'll probably get in there somewhere. I'm not looking to. And no wool shall come upon them when they minister against the inner court within. They shall have linen bonnets upon their heads, shall have linen brushes upon their loins, they shall not gird, and themselves with anything that causeth sweat. And when they go forth to the inner court, even unto the inner court to the people, they shall put off their garments wherein they ministered and lay them in the holy chambers, and they shall put on other garments, and they shall not sanctify the people with their garments. That is, they shave their heads, nor suffer their locks to grow long. They shall only bowl their heads. Neither shall any priest drink wine when they enter the inner court. Neither shall they take for the wives of widow, nor for that is put away. But they shall take maidens of the seed of the house of Israel, or a widow that had a priest before. And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. And in controversy, they shall stand in judgment. They shall judge it according to my judgment, and they shall keep my laws, my statutes, all my assemblies. They shall hallow my Sabbath, and they shall covet that no dead person to defile themselves. But for brother or the son, for daughter, for brother or sister, thou shalt have no husband. Hath had no husband, they may defile themselves. And after he is cleansed, they shall reckon unto him 7 days. And the day that he go to the sanctuary, and to the inner court to minister in the sanctuary, he shall offer his sin offering, saith the Lord God. And it shall be unto them for an inheritance. I am their inheritance, and you shall give them no possession in Israel. I am their possession. They shall eat the meat offering, the sin offering, trespass offering, and every dedicated thing as Israel shall be theirs. And the first of all, the first fruits of all things, and every oblation of all, every sort of your oblation shall be the priest. You shall also give to the priest first of your due. And they may cause a blessing the rest of their house. The priest shall not eat of anything that is dead of itself, or torn, whether it be fowl or beast, bread or beast. Now, we're going to 45. Well, what time is it?
It is 7:42.
Moreover, when you shall divide by lot the land for inheritance, you shall offer the oblation unto the Lord, and holy portion of the land. The length shall be the length of 25,000 cubits, and the breadth shall be 10,000. This shall be holy in all the borders thereof round about. And this there shall be for the sanctuary, 500 in length, 500 in breadth, square about it, and 9 cubits for the picture of the right. Now, the reason I'm doing this, I want you to know that this is not some sloppy job. I'm telling you, I've dealt with too many people, and they just think they can act the way they want to, but they can't. Now, of this measure shall thou measure the strength length of 25,000, and the breadth of 10,000. There shall be the sanctuary and the most holy place. The holy priest's portion of the land shall be for the priest, the minister of the sanctuary, who shall come near the minister of the Lord, place for the house, holy place of the sanctuary, 25,000 in length. And the 10,000 in breadth shall also live by the minister of the house, and for themselves for possession for 20,000 chambers, and shall appoint the possession of the city 5,000 broad and 25,000 long, over against the oblation of the holy portion. It shall be for the whole house of Israel, and a portion shall be for the prince on the one side and the other side of the oblation, and the holy portion and of the possession of the city, because the oblation of the holy portion and there and before the possession of the city from the west side westward and from the east side eastward, and the length shall be over the portion from the west border to the east border, and the land shall be in possession in Israel. And by I understand this east west, I don't have to read it again. I know how you look at it and it goes east west. in the land surveys possession in Israel by princes. Now there's more than one prince. Shall no more oppress my people. The rest of the land shall they give to the house of Israel according to their tribe. Thus said the Lord God, that an officer let it suffice you, O princes of Israel. Princes, it's plural. Have Israel removed violence, has fallen, execute judgment, justice, take away your exactions from my people. Just Ephrath and just Bath. The Ephrath and the Bath shall be one measure, that the Bath may obtain the tenth part of the Omer, and Ephrath the tenth part of a Homer. The measure thereof shall be after the Homer, and the shekel shall be 20 gerahs, 20 shekels, 25 shekels, 15 shekels shall be your beta. This is the oblation that you shall offer. Six part of the ephah and the homer of the wheat, you shall give the sixth part, and the ephah and the homer of barley. Concerning knowing this, both in all, you shall offer the tenth part of a band out of the corn, which is a homer of 10 months, for 10 bands earn a homer, and one lamb out of the flock, 200 out of the fat, possession of Israel for a meat offering and for a burnt.
That?
That's 2 pages. I'll see it.
Yeah.
And I'll bring in the peace offering to make reconciliation for them, say the Lord God. All the people of the land shall give us oblation for the prince of Israel. It shall be the prince's part to their burnt offering, meat offering, drink offerings, and the feast and the lampoons. In the Sabbath and all solemnities of the house of Israel, he shall prepare the sin offering and the meat offering and the burnt offering and the peace offering to make reconciliation for the house of Israel. Thus said the Lord God, in the first month and the first day of the month, thou shalt take a young bullock without blemish, cleanse the sanctuary, and the priest shall take of the blood and the sin offering and put it upon the goat post of the house upon the four corners of the settle and the altar and upon the post of the gate to the inner court, and so shall do the seventh day of the month for everyone that eareth and for him that is simple. So shall you reconcile the house in the first month and the 14th day of the month. You shall have the Passover and feast of 7 days, and living bread shall be eaten. And upon that day shall the prince prepare for himself and for the people of the land a bullock for sin offering. And 7 days of the feast you shall prepare a burnt offering to the Lord, 7 bullocks and 7 rams without blemish. Then the 7 days, no, 7 days, and a good kid of the goats daily for a sin offering. And he shall prepare a meat offering for the ephah, for a bullock and an ephah, for a ram and a hen, and oil for an ephah in the seventh day month. And the 15th day of the month shall he do the like of the feast of the 7 days, according to the sin offering, according to the burnt offering, according to the meat offering, according to all the oil. Chapter 46. We're moving on. What time is it?
It is 7:49.
We're fine. That says the Lord God. But we're getting Lord God now. And that's good. The gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut to such worker days, but on the Sabbath it shall be opened in the day. The new moon shall be opened. The prince shall enter by the way of the porch of the gate without, and he shall stand by the porch of the gate, and the priest shall be burnt, burnt offering as peace offering, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until the evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of his gate for the Lord, and the Sabbath in the new moon, and a burnt offering that the prince shall offer unto the Lord, and the Sabbath day shall be six lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. And the meat offering shall be an ephah of a ram, and the meat offering for the lambs, and they shall be able to give an hymn of oil and ephah. And the day of the new moon it shall be a young male without blemish and six lambs, and a ram. They shall be without blemish, and they shall prepare a meat offering an ephah for a bullock, an ephah for a ram, for the lambs according as the lamb, and shall attain unto the minute of oil of it. If you want to know what I'm saying, I'll spell it to you. Ephah. I can spell it. Just look at that. But to speak, it's not so simple. Now, and when the prince shall enter, he shall go by the way of the porch. This gate shall go forth by the way of their own. But when the people of the land shall come before the Lord in a solemn feast, he that entered in by the way of the north gate to worship shall go out of the way of the south gate. He that entered by the way of the south gate shall go forth by the way of the north gate. He shall not return by the way of the gate whereby he came in, but shall go forth over against it. And the prince in the midst of them, when they go in, shall go in. When they go forth, shall go forth. And the feast and the solemnities, the meat offering shall be an ephah to a bullock, and an ephah to a ram, and to the lambs of his able to give, and a can of oil to an ephah. Now when the prince shall prepare a voluntary burnt offering, or peace offering, voluntary to the Lord, once he called upon the gate, and looking toward these, shall prepare a burnt offering, peace offering shall on the Sabbath day go forth, and after his going forth one shall shut the gate. Thou shalt daily prepare a burnt offering to the Lord of the Lamb, and in the first year without blemish, thou shalt prepare it every morning. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You're on 13.
Huh?
You're on verse 13.
What?
You're on verse 13.
Oh, 13?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that? Oh, you're talking about here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's verse 16 that the prince has children, sons.
16?
Yeah. Verse 16 shows you that it's the...
That said the Lord God?
Yeah.
In the prince give a gift unto any of his sons, the inheritance thereof shall be his sons. It shall be their possession by inheritance.
So that can't be Jesus.
Huh?
I don't think that can be Jesus because it's talking about his sons.
I know.
Yeah.
But if he give a gift of his inheritance to one of his servants, then it shall be his true heir of liberty after it shall return to the prince. But his inheritance shall be his sons for them. Moreover, the prince shall be not taken the people's inheritance by oppression to thrust them out of the possession. He shall give his son an inheritance out of his own possession, that my people be not scattered every man from his possession. After he brought me to the side of the gate, to the holy chambers, and preached which looked toward the north. Now he moved, there was a place on the two sides with the west side. Then said to me, this is the place where the priest and the sin offering, where they shall bring the meat offering, or meat offering, and they bear them not out into the outer court, to sanctify the people that he brought me forth. He bringing me forth fast into the outer court, caused me to pass by the four corners of the court, and moved in every corner of the court. There was a court, and in the four corners of the court there were courts joined of 40 cubits long and 30 broad. These four corners were of one measure, and there was a nave of a building round about it, and round about them four that had made with holding place that rose up them men, and round about. Then said he unto me, these are the places of them that boil, while the ministers of the house shall boil the sacrifice of the people. Now what time?
It is 5 minutes till 8.
Amen. Afterward he made the house that was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were missing.
Where'd you go?
What?
Where are you reading from?
Right there.
Oh, verse 5 of what chapter? 47.
47?
Okay, thank you. You skipped a couple verses.
Now, I could not pass over, for the waters were risen. Waters to swim in. A river that could not be passed over. And he said to me, son of man, thou see this. Then he brought me and caused me to turn to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on one side and on the other. Then said he to me, these waters issue out toward east country and go down to the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. Amazing healing of the waters. And it shall come to pass, and everything that liveth which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live, and there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall be thither, for they shall be healed, and everything that will live within with shall live whither the river cometh. And it come to pass that the fishes of all stand upon it from En Gedi, even unto En Eglim, that shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as a fish of the great sea, exceeding many. But the miry places, them and the marshes, thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. And by the river, upon the bank, there on the side, on that side shall grow all the trees for me. As the leaf shall be fat, thou shalt not faint. Neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to its mouth.
According to its months.
It's a month, isn't it?
It's months. Mm-hmm.
Because I couldn't see what
yeah.
going on. It's like my eyes are now getting something. Because there waters issued out of the sanctuary, fruit thereof shall be for me. Have good night. The leaf thereof for medicine. Thank you. Thus said the Lord God, be the border whereby you may shall inherit the land. According to the 12 tribes of Israel, Joseph shall have two portions.
Manasseh and Ephraim.
I know. But there it was. He shall inherit it, one as well as another, concerning the which I lifted up mine hand to give it unto your fathers. This land shall fall unto you for inheritance. And this shall be the border of the land toward the north side of the great sea and the way of heaven, as men go to see that. Hamath Rather Shamramath, which is between the border of Damascus and the border of Hamath, and Hazar Tachan, which is by the coast of Javan. And some of these words are attack they're
Son.
messy, and the border from the sea from the Hazar-Enan, the border of Damascus, incredible, and the northward and the border of Hamath, and this is the north side, and east side you shall measure from Haran, and from Damascus, from Gilead, and from the land of Israel by Jordan, from the border. And the east side, and this is the east side, and the south side from Tamar, even to the waters of Strife and Kadesh, the river to the great sea, and this is the south side ward. This west side also shall be the great sea, by the border till the man come over gets about this is the west side. Now, so shall you divide this land unto you according to the tribes of Israel. And it shall come to pass, you shall divide it by lot for inheritance unto you, and to the strangers that sojourn among you, shall beget children among you. They shall be a youth born in this country among the children of Israel. They shall have inheritance with among the tribes of Israel. And it shall come to pass, at what tribe the stranger sojourned there shall you give him his inheritance, saith the Lord God. Now, what tribe am I?
Joseph.
Huh?
Joseph.
Tribe five.
Yeah.
I'm tribe five.
You and I were talking about this earlier, and you have a map of those tribes, how they're laid out by Ezekiel.
Oh, of course.
When Joseph, I mean, when Joshua divided the land, it was a different map. But Ezekiel divided them, they were stacked. In fact, I have the map right here. I was showing it to you. The map is right here.
Well,
And that is the map.
I'm about to get this, but look, here Dan is home.
Amen.
Huh? Now, these are the names of the tribes from the north end of the coast of the way of Hethlon, as one goeth to Hamath, Hazarim, Hazaranim, with the border of Damascus northward. That town's going to be destroyed.
Yes, it is.
And back to the coast of Hamath. And these are sides, east and west, a portion of Dan. And by the border of Dan, from the east side to the west side, a portion of the Asher, by the border of Asher, from the east side even at the west side, a portion forth of Naphtali. And by the border of Naphtali, this is Joseph's stuff, right? And from the east side to the west side, portion for Manasseh. And by the border of Manasseh, from the east side to the west side, a portion for Ephraim. And by the border of Ephraim, from the east side to the west side, portion for Reuben. And by the border of Reuben, from the east side to the west side, a portion of Judah. I'm about to get there. And by the border of Judah from the east side and to the west side shall be the offering which you shall offer of the 25,000 reeds in breadth and in length as one of the other parts. From the east and west side, sanctuary shall be missed a bit. The oblation that you shall offer the Lord shall be of 20,000 in length and 10,000 breadth. And for them, even for the priest, shall the holy oblation toward the north. Amen. I broke out in a sweat. I'm going to read on down, but this here organ
We've already read, yeah.
and Joseph's was in there. Over against the border of the priests that live in it shall have 520,000 of line, 10,000 of the bread. All the lengths of 520,000 of the bread, 10,000. They shall not sell of it, neither change, nor alienate the first fruits of the land, for the holy end of the Lord. And the 5,000 that are left in the bread over against the 520,000 shall be a profane place for the city, for a dwelling. For suburbs for the city shall be the measure of, and they shall be the measures thereof, the north side 4,500, and the south side 4,500, on the east side 4,500, west side 4,500, 77 cities shall be toward the north, 215 toward south, 250 toward east, 250, and toward the west 250. And the residue's length over against the basin of the porch will be 10,000, and 10,000 west, eastward and westward. It shall be over against the basin of the Lord portion, holy portion, and the increase there shall be for food them, them serve the city. They that serve the city serve it out of the tribe of Israel. And the place shall be 520,000 by 20,000, 1,000 by 520,000. Is shall offer the holy oblation for square of the possession. And the city and the residue shall be for the prince on the one side on the holy oblation on the possession of the city against the back. 20,000 on the oblation toward the east border of the western over 20,000 west border over against the portion of the front. Be a holy oblation the sanctuary and the house shall be the midst thereof moreover. From the possession of the Levites, of the possession of the city, being in the midst of that which is the princes, between the border of Judah, border of Benjamin, shall be for the prince, as for the rest of the tribes. From the east side to the west side, Benjamin to the border of Benjamin, from the east side to the west side, Simeon shall have the portion. And by the border of Simeon from the east side, west side Issachar, portion by the border of Issachar, from the east side, west side Zebulun, a portion by the border of Zebulun from the east side, at the west side Gad a portion, and by the border of Gad to the south side, southward, the border shall be even from Tamar to the waters of the Strife of Kadesh, and to the river toward the Red Sea. This is the land which you shall divide by his lot unto the tribes of Israel for inheritance. These are portions, saith the Lord God. These are the going out of the city on the north side, 4,500 measures on the gates of the city. Shall bear the names of the tribes of Israel, three gates toward one gate of Reuben, one gate of Judah, and one of Levi. And these are 4,020,000 and three gates. One gate of Joseph, one gate of Benjamin, gate of Dan. The south side, 4,000 measures, three gates. The gate of Simeon, one gate of Issachar, one gate of Zebulun. West side, 4,000, 5,000, with 3,000 gates. One gate of Gad, Asher, one of Naphtali. It was round about 18,000 measures in the name. And the city from that day shall be the Lord is there.
Amen.
We quit. What time is it?
It is 8 minutes after eight.
What?
8 minutes after eight.
Whoa, I didn't do too bad. Father, shall I pray?
Yeah.
Father, I thank you and I praise you. And I thank you for causing me, leading me to humble myself. To read this, to lead it and point it out. I thank you that out from around my eyes now, water is oozing out. I know not what it is, it's your problem. that God, I'm fine. I'm not bothered. I'm not afraid. I've got years of trusting Jesus.
Amen.
And I have
I believe
over
that.
43 years with the ministry.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, I just thank you for granting to me and all the people that you have placed around me to be with me, to walk with me. And thank God. And we will only know how we're to identify ourselves after we're taught how we are to be identified. And I'm waiting to do that. I'll keep praying. I'm glad that we are with Joseph just before Daniel in this. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it. Amen. Good night.
I'll put up the video of the what the temple looks like and try to get the map up so it helps when you're reading this. Okay?
What was that now?
I'll put up the video of what Ezekiel's temple they think looked like.
Oh.
I mean, everybody has their opinion, but
Oh, yeah.
it's good to explain it. All right?
Well, sure.
Okay.
Listen, I just sit down and think I know what I'm going to do.
All
I can read.
right. You ready? Are you finished? Good night.
I've got less to say.
Okay.
When water starts coming out from around my eye, it, not the eye, but the eyeball around that, and but then I know that there's something going on. Purification's the way I look at it. I don't look at it for bad. Everything is a purification with me.
Amen.
That's the way I've walked this whole thing out. And I appreciate what God has done with me in these 44, 43 years. Long time.
Amen. Good
Amen.
night.
Huh?
Are you finished or
Oh, yeah, I'm finished. I'm just.
time for a milkshake? See you later.
It is.